Welcome to the 15-question pop quiz for Mod Kaddan Daf Gimel, plus three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which daf do we learn that watering seeds during Shemitah is permitted on Shvi'is according to Chachamim, because the only toldos prohibited are Zemira and Betzira? That's on Daf Gimel and Mod Kaddan. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that we read the two parshas of Klalos, one before Shavuos and the other before Rosh Hashanah, in order that the year end with its Klalos? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph and Megillah. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that one should not touch the Sefer Torah with his bare hands? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn that Rabban Gamliel was able to mevatel Beis Shammai and Beis... Good. Number four, which daf do we learn that Rabban Gamliel was able to mevatel Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's deadline of Pesach and Shavuos because they initially stipulated that their decree may be nullified in the future? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn that the Chachamim determined that Malachi is permitted on Chol HaMoed in the event of financial loss? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number six, which daf do we have a Malkogs regarding what it means when we resume the weekly order in the fifth Shabbos? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number seven, which daf do we have Malachi is not permitted on Chol HaMoed to prevent financial loss when there's a Tirchi Yisera? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn that anyone who learns halachos every day is muftach to be a ben olam haba? That's on Daf Chaf Ches. Good. Number nine, which daf do we have malachos regarding which malacha one is warned over when he weeds or waters on Shabbos, Choresh or Zoreah? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number ten, which daf do we have malachos regarding when Parsha Zachor is read when Purim is Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number 11, which daf do we learn that the shuls and Bati Midrashim and Gauls will eventually end up in Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf Chavtes. Good. Number 12, which daf do we have a Malko? Because if we roll the Sefer Torah closed before making the bracha, that's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 13, which daf do we learn that learning the parsha of Korbanos is as if we brought them and we attain Kapara? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 14, which daf do we learn that one should be mevatel Talmud Torah for a levaya and for hachnasas kala? That's on Daf Chavtes. Good. And number 15, which daf do we learn that the deadline for plowing Erev Shabbos for a stay Levon was Pesach and for a stay Ilan it was Shavuos? That's on Daf Gimel. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that wherever Kadosh Baruch Hu's might is mentioned, his humility is also mentioned? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph and Megillah. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that ashes on a tinus are put in the place of tefillin? That's on Daf Tezvav and tinus. Good. And number three, which daf do we have two reasons given as to why we make an Erev Tavshilin? That's on Daf Tezvav and Be'ah. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.